Okay, welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today has been David Linden.
Glad to be here.
And we have to get right back. This is flying to the Christina Lu Show, so the world is aware of what's going
That's
on.
That's right. So way before the break, we were talking about the endless groups that Project Independence is providing. And another one that is offered is the Senior Talk Group. And this meets at the Roslyn Community Center. That's in Roslyn Heights. And the director of Senior Citizen Affairs for our department, Nancy Mizrahi, runs this group. And occasionally she'll have a co-facilitator as well. And this is the first and third Thursday of every month, from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. So the next one is coming up on Thursday. So if you're interested in that, it's great. You know, I know she really prepares for this. She prepares different topics. And, you know, if you're interested in that kind of format, it's definitely a great group to join. And that's, you call us 311 and you could talk to Nancy if you want more information about this. Or you could just register. We also have a Project Independence social discussion group, and that meets at the Parkville branch of the Great Neck Library, and that meets in New Hyde Park, Thursdays from 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., and that's facilitated by Robin Tovell, who's one of our caseworkers on staff as well.
And that's just an open conversation.
Yep. So I know she prepares. You know, and there's different formats to each thing. And I think that's what's great is that, you know, you could have the ability to check out, you know, go to the different ones, see what is the right fit for you, which I think is just great about having options. And she also provides a men's group on Fridays at the Parkville branch of the Great Neck Library. And Robin facilitates that, too, which I always find really interesting, you know, because it's a men's group and Robin's a female doing it. So it's a nice little dynamic as well there. So if you're interested in that, once again, you just call 311.
Does anybody watch Everybody Loves Raymond?
Yes, I've seen that.
You've seen it?
Mm-hmm.
You see the one where she got involved in the men's group?
No, I love it. That's great.
And then they started Googling her or whatever.
Yeah. You know? I love it. So they had that might be going on. We'll have to check out I might have to stop by the Project Independence and see what's going on there. And I really want to encourage people to, you know, we've been very fortunate with, you know, no snow. Hopefully we can kind of keep this going as long as possible. I'm going to knock on wood. But we also, you know, fall prevention is a huge, huge thing that we really stress in Project Independence. And we offer a lot of courses. And I know a lot of the hospitals offer courses as well. But there's the exercise for balance and strength to reduce falls that is at the Yes We Can Community Center in Westbury. It's an extremely popular class. It's been going on for a while now. But it's great because each month they change it up so you're able to, you know, continue participating in this. They have different speakers come in. It's a partnership through Winthrop University. And it's definitely a great program. And it's nice to hear the feedback. A lot of seniors I've met that have participated in it really, you know, they took a fall. And they came and they really had progress throughout the whole thing, which I think is an amazing thing. So that's on Fridays at 11.
That's a program I hear so much about. It's
amazing. Yeah, I mean,
people are nervous.
There was someone that, you know, partook of the program and she fell. And when she started, she had to hold on to a chair. And that's how she started. And then as the weeks went on, you know, she got further and further away from the chair, which is just an amazing testament to that. And you learn tips. You know, it's all about trying to prevent, and there's different things you could do to protect yourself. So that's Fridays at the Yes We Can Community Center at 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. And you could just call 311 for any of these dates. So if there's anything you ever take away, just call 311 or 869-6311 to get a list of all the available classes. And then coming up Tuesday, January 19th, is a chat we're going to have called The Role of the Care Coordinator. It's presented by Kathleen O'Hara Barger, and she's the Assistant Director of Care Management at North Shore LIJ. I think this is an extremely, extremely important topic because she's going to discuss what to do before you are discharged from the hospital. That's going to be at Clinton G. Martin Park in New Hyde Park on Tuesday, January 19th at 12:30 p.m. And I know anyone that's been, you know, in the hospital, having a plan before you were discharged is huge. A lot of issues occur when you don't, you know, have a follow-up situation, you know, and you know, the discharge planner. You know, you really need to work with it. It's usually a social worker or a nurse on staff. So it's definitely important to have that plan developed and know what questions to ask, because I think, you know, it ties into our segment earlier, is just knowing what to ask and being prepared for yourself is beneficial, you know, on both sides. So that's Tuesday, January 19th at 12:30 p.m.
The point, just very quickly, is most people don't go through this many times in their life. Mm-hmm. You know, you learn how to make a turkey dinner the first time, you're going to make it 100 times in right. your life. This is for many people once or twice. That and then you wish you knew this,
yeah.
or you wish you had done something different. Everything you did is done with love, but it's still more important to know what to do.
Knee, hip, shoulder.
Wow.
It's our bionic man over here. He's not only our editor, but he's our bionic man too. But, you know, it's really important. I'm sure David can, you know, speak to the fact that, you know, having a plan when you get home after these things is extremely important in knowing, you know.
And I have found that a good hospital discharge people have everything laid out for you.
Mm-hmm.
They've arranged for a physical therapist
Absolutely.
To come to your house. They arrange for blood tests.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that really can make the difference in your recovery. I mean, you know, completely.
Yeah.
So it's definitely something that's important. So if you're in the area, definitely check it out. And you can call 311 for that as well. We have our World in Motion group, which is presented by Professor Martha Cohen, who's a Project Independence volunteer. And she's been providing this. I think she's provided about three now. And it's a current events group that meets once a month, and they'll talk about all kinds of issues. I've heard really great things about it. It's going to meet at Clinton G. Martin Park, and that's New Hyde Park, on Tuesday, January 26th, from 2:15 to 3:15.
Yeah, I'm going to go to it for a first time.
Oh, great,
good.
I'll give you feedback.
We can have our firsthand report here from that. So I've really heard great things, and I know it's been growing every month.
I haven't heard anything about it.
Yeah.
I just know it's there, and now I want
to
see what
Glad to hear. We also want to remind people this great service that the Bar Association is holding, a free legal clinic on January 19th from 9:30 a.m. to 11 a.m. And this is at the Bar Association's Mineola office. It's 15th Street and West Street. You can make an appointment for a one-on-one session for half hour, and it's for people who are 65 and over, which I think is just huge service, because we all know that meeting with lawyers can add up the price and stuff. And,
oh, gosh. Yeah.
And, you know, just being able to go there. And we really want to stress to everyone, have your questions prepared so you make use of that half hour.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to, you know.
You're not going in for, it's not fair to the attorneys to go
Absolutely.
In for a conversation. Go in for a list
exactly.
of things.
Yeah.
And you need to make a reservation, and you can call 516-747-4070 to make this appointment. So I think it's really great. You know, a lot of people like, oh, you know, they have all these questions, and here's your forum to ask
What was that number again? 516?
516-747-4070.
Okay.
And that's that. And, if you know, you could always call 311 if you need any of that information, too.
I imagine it's elder more.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. It's for those 65 and older.
Yeah.
Which is definitely a great service.
Yeah, and older people have different legal problems than younger people.
Absolutely. So definitely, I think it's great. You know, there's so many great programs out there, and I think it's, you know, important to go and use them so they can keep having all these services
sure.
as well. North Hempstead is going to be hosting its fourth annual Trash and Show, and that's going to be on January 28th. Which is next Thursday. It's really a fun event. I've seen some of the amazing work that the students have created, these amazing things out of recyclable.
Excuse me, what is the date of that?
January 28th.
You said it's next?
Next Thursday.
What's today's date?
Today is the 15th.
The 15th?
Yes.
15 and 7? The 22.
The 21st is next Thursday.
I thought you were saying the 28th.
No. So that's going to be, so it's January 28th, Thursday, January 28th from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m.
You just said it again. You said the 28th.
It's the 28th. Yeah, Thursday is the 28th.
Wait a
It's not this Thursday. It's next Thursday.
Yeah, next Thursday.
Oh, is it
Yes, next. It's two Thursdays.
It's two Thursdays. Yep. Next Thursday would be.
Now that David's confused all of you out there, it's January 28th.
It's a newsletter.
From 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. And that's going to be at the Yes We Can Community Center. And this year, it's sponsored by NEFQ and Sustainable Long Island. And, you know, the town's whole motto is that recycle, reuse, and rethink. Mm-hmm. And this is great. And like I said, they've really created amazing pieces. And they do a fun little show. And it's just a great little event for everyone to – you can bring your grandkids, your kids. And it's a
what
nice event.
What can you do with eggshells?
Oh, they do.
Listen, they do amazing things. They've made things out
of
bottle caps.
I
mean, it's incredible, the stuff. They have them on display a lot of times at the Yes We Can Community Center. So that's going to be on Thursday, January 28th at 7 p.m. So you can just call 311 for more information about that as well. And I also, you know, we talked about this last week that the Oh, well, let me get this in because this is actually tomorrow. So there's going to be transportation for widows and widowers to the either Pine Lawn or Calverton Veterans Cemetery. Free transportation, which I think is amazing. So call 516-572-6526 if you are interested in taking this transportation to go.
To visit the Pine Lawn or Calverton Cemetery. There's nothing special going on. It's just a visit.
It's just, yeah, because a lot of people can't get to their loved ones. Okay. So this will provide transportation to do that.
As always, 311 is the number you need to know. I want to thank Christina for bringing show after show of tremendous speakers so that the knowledge that is being disseminated from this is just tremendous. David and I will take all the credit for it, of course. And Rebecca, right now. Anyway, you've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. Have a great week, everybody. We'll be here next week.